Abundant Grace. This is Dr. Israel Pena. And today's devotional, The Joy Prescription. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22 says, "A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit saps a person's strength." If your home feels heavy lately, I have a prescription straight from heaven's pharmacy. It's called joy. Not the plastic smile kind, but the deep, contagious laughter that reminds you life is still beautiful even when it's bruised. The Bible doesn't call joy a suggestion. It calls it medicine. That means God built laughter into your emotional immune system. When you laugh, your body releases dopamine and oxytocin, the same chemicals that ease pain, that lowers the anxiety, that strengthens connection. Even science agrees, joyful families heal faster. But somewhere along the way, many homes replaced laughter with lectures. The atmosphere got serious, prayer became performance, and joy turned into an occasional visitor that just popped up every now and again instead of a resident. Beloved, holiness was never meant to look humorless. In Nehemiah 8:10, we are reminded, "The joy of the Lord is our strength." Notice it doesn't say the joy of circumstance. It's the joy of the Lord. This means you can laugh even while learning, smile even while stretching, and celebrate even when things aren't yet perfected. Joy isn't denial. It's defiance. It stares at difficulty and says, "You won't drain my delight." When parents learn to model joy, they give their children permission to heal. And there's a type of family psychology joy, right? It's called relational attunement. When a child sees laughter on a parent's face, their nervous system receives safety as a signal. That's how peace becomes generational. You can build that atmosphere on purpose. Turn off the screens. Share a memory that makes everyone laugh. Have a silly supper. Ask, "What's one funny thing that's happened this week?" Watch what happens right there on that table. The tension melts, the tone softens, and God's presence slips back in through the sound of laughter. Yes, the sound of laughter can usher in God's glory. Laughter is holy. Heaven laughs. Psalms 2:4 says, and if we are made in his image, maybe laughter is one of the ways we sound like our Father. I can imagine Jesus being very funny. I know sometimes when we talk about the word, like even when we talk about having a splint in the eye and a log, you know, those things back then were funny. We'll read it now and it's very serious. So I urge you to take your prescription today. One dose of laughter, three doses of gratitude, and an unlimited refill of joy. You'll be amazed how quickly healing returns to the house. So, suggestion, make tonight a joy night. No complaints, no chores. Some of you are going to like that one. No correction, just gratitude. And pull out some games if you need to, or even go through memory lane. End by thanking God for giving your family a reason to laugh again. Father, we thank you. Thank you for the medicine of joy. Restore laughter to our home and lightness to our hearts. Teach us to find humor in the holy and gladness in the grind. Let the sound of rejoicing drive out the spirit of heaviness. Let your joy be felt even while we're resting, that you, my God, be with us all throughout. This we ask in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Joy isn't noise, guys. It's heaven's therapy for the soul. Be blessed and be encouraged.